Chaz and AJ in the morning on the show right now. Live Nation's Jimmy Copley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Jimmy!
We're all very excited about this Metallica show. Today is the Friends of Jimmy and Live Nation and Mohegan Sun presale, correct?
That is correct.
Nice.
All right, then tomorrow at 10 a.m. it goes on for general public.
Yes, and the presale today starts at 10 a.m.
And there are two shows at Mohegan.
Correct, November 19 and 21.
And these are the only East Coast or non-sphere shows that Metallica will be doing in 2026.
I know that's what's in the press release. I will tell you that I've been told directly that it's the only United States non-sphere shows.
Ooh. Okay.
In 2026.
Wow. It's the same thing to me because I'm, you know, where am I going?
Yeah.
Kansas, you know? Yeah. And then these tickets that you have in your pocket right now.
Yes.
They're for the 19th.
Correct, with suicidal tendencies.
We're going to pick up your line. We're going to read you a Metallica song lyric. You're going to have a few seconds to guess the song. If you do that successfully, we put you in the running. We are not going to repeat the song lyric. So
no.
If you say, can you repeat that?
Nope.
We're just going to the next line.
Exactly.
If you have bad cell service, I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
Because it would give you an unfair advantage.
That'd be fair.
We're only going to read it once.
Yep.
You'll have a few seconds.
Yep.
If you get in, you're in the running. Everyone who gets in the running, someone will randomly be chosen at the end of all this. Okay. 877-764-2535. Michelle.
Yes.
Okay. Are you a Metallica fan?
Yes.
Right, you sound nervous.
Hey.
I'm very nervous. I've never did this before.
Just relax among friends.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Right. Yes. You're with friends.
So okay. Yes.
All right, here's the line. Something's wrong. Shut the light. Heavy thoughts tonight. And they aren't of Snow White.
I don't know. I can't think of it. I'm so nervous. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
AJ, do you know what that one was?
I do. Andrew Sandman.
That's right.
Yep.
That was probably the easiest one, by the way.
Something's wrong. Shut the light. Heavy dust tonight in the art of Snow White. Think Hetfield.
Greg.
Yes.
All right. We're going to set the timer.
You want me to do the next one?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
I'm your truth, telling lies. I'm your reasoned alibis.
Sad but true.
Correct.
Look at you.
Nice.
Have you ever seen Metallica?
I saw them twice in 89, once in 91. Tickets were like $20.
Did they see you?
Okay.
I love it.
There he is.
And gasoline was 50 cents.
Right.
You know? That's right. You could buy a house for $18.
You get paid $120 a week. Yes.
Yeah.
Milk was free.
Yes. That's right. All right, Greg.
I've got the stubs. Yeah, thank you.
Very good.
Good job.
We really want a fan to go to this show. Right, Jimmy?
Yes. So we're going to, at the end of the show, we pick the people that have guessed right? Is that how we're doing this?
From all the people who get in.
One person.
We pick one name.
One name. One
and
person.
They get two tickets.
Okay.
All right. Jeff in Brantford.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are we doing?
We're doing good. Have you seen Metallica before? Are you a Metallica fan?
I have two. I've seen them twice. I saw them at Yankee Stadium with the Big Four 2011 and then in 2017 up in Mass.
Nice. Damn. All right. Very, very good.
Very cool.
What was the first song that got you into Metallica?
Probably Master of Puppets.
Okay.
Oh, nice. So you were there from, you know.
Right, the trenches. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me set the counter. Okay. Here are your song lyrics. Blackened roar, massive roar, fills the crumbling sky. Shattered goal fills his soul with a ruthless cry.
Is it Master of Puppets?
No,
no.
No.
For whom the bell tolls. Isn't this fun?
Yeah. He's like, all right.
Yeah.
All right. So Jeff doesn't
you
think
did.
It's fun.
Good try.
Yeah. Jimmy, what was the first Metallica show you brought to the area?
I think they opened up for Van Halen or Black Sabbath. I don't quite remember.
Wow.
They opened up for Van Halen.
Isn't that something?
They're kids back then, too. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. There's so much buzz all over the East Coast for this show, Jimmy, right?
Yeah. You know, I just found my first show. You asked me about the first show. It was actually 40 years ago, just about this week.
Wow.
Wow.
Was my first show. They opened up for Ozzy at the New Haven Coliseum.
Nice. Oh, damn.
I just sent you a picture of the ad, actually.
Oh, my God. We'll post that on the socials.
Yep.
Wow.
Chunks
can you imagine
the ceiling.
That? Yeah, that's probably the beginning of the end of the Coliseum.
It was a crack of the foundation after that one. What did you do?
Wow, what a double bill that is,
yeah, man.
What a lucky audience. We're doing the Metallica Song Lyrics Challenge, and if you correctly identify the lyrics we read you, you get in the running to win the pair of tickets that Jimmy Koplik so graciously brought to the show today. Let's go to Heidi from Lindenhurst, Long Island. Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
Heidi Ho.
All right, Jimmy.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Are you a big Metallica fan?
Yes.
Have you been to see them yet?
Oh, yeah. I actually saw them at the Coliseum with Ozzy way back when.
Oh, wow.
Get out!
Look at you.
My husband saw him at Lemoore's.
Oh, my God, Lemoore's. Remember Lemoore's?
Which, Queens or Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Nice.
I've been out.
That was the better of the two clubs, yeah. Although Queens was bigger.
Oh,
yeah, Queens was bigger, but Brooklyn was tougher.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
I almost got in a fight at Lemoore's in Brooklyn once.
You did?
Yeah, that place had attitude, yeah.
With who, Lars?
No, not with Lars. It wasn't with Metallica.
Lemoore's was where it was at.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Brooklyn.
I miss
that
Lemoore's,
was heavy metal heaven.
It was.
Oh, my God, I want to talk about this fight Jimmy almost got into.
Seriously, yeah.
Well, I could tell you about it. We were seeing Mountain was playing Lemoore's in Brooklyn, and I managed Mountain at the time. This was in the late 80s, I guess. And we were in the boxing business, and Mark Breland was a boxer and one of the world champions. And one of the patrons at Lemoore's wanted to throw Mark out of the building because he happened to be black, and they didn't want a black person in the building.
Not cool.
No, this patron, not the owners of the Lemoore's or anything like that.
Yeah.
So they didn't know who they were messing with. So Mark Breland, who was the middleweight champion at the time, just decked the guy with one punch.
Beautiful.
It was great. It was fantastic.
Beautiful. And you're out.
That's my memory of Lemoore's.
Did you do a 10 count? One, two, three. You're out of here.
All right, Heidi, you ready for some lyrics?
Yes, please.
All right, Jimmy's going to read them to you. It's number four, Jimmy.
Okay, here we go. Deep down inside, I feel to scream. This terrible silence stops me.
Oh, my God. Inside, deep down inside, I feel
out of time.
Oh, my God. From within. No fucking way.
Oops. Yep, that's Lemoore's, all right.
we have to dump on you.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Sorry, Heidi.
Very passionate, though.
You know what song it is?
Yep.
Like their biggest song.
Yeah.
It's very hard to know lyrics without the tune.
Right.
Yeah.
I've always found it hard to know lyrics without the tune.
Is. Heidi, I had to hit dump on you twice.
But it's good that we do it without the tune. These tickets are very expensive.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heidi.
Be well, man.
You too.
All right.
Thank
you too. All right.
Very passionate. Very passionate. Very Long Island. Love you.
Yeah.
There's my girl.
Craig.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. You a Metallica fan?
I am. My wife and I love them.
Nice.
Oh, that's great. Okay, have you seen them yet?
Yeah, we saw them in Albany a few years ago.
Jimmy, was that your show?
Yes, it was. I was
nice.
There.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. Yeah, Jim Verra was doing the opening. It was great.
That's cool.
Oh, that's right.
That's excellent.
We just had Jim on yesterday. He's coming to the Palace in Waterbury a week from Sunday. All right, I'm going to read you some lyrics. Let's see how you do. You'll have 7 seconds to figure it out. And with the dust in throat I crave, only knowledge will I save. To the game, you stay a slave.
I believe that's The Memory Remains.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate you listening.
Sorry, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry you didn't get in. All right, so far we only have one person in the running for these tickets.
Wow.
It's the Metallica Song Lyric Challenge. We're only going to say the lyrics once, and you'll have 7 seconds to guess. And this is Derek from Torrington. Hey, Derek.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. I'm guessing you're a fan.
Absolutely.
Have you seen him before?
I have with Ozzy and at the Xfinity. Meadows.
Okay. Back to the Meadows. You're right.
Meadows.
Jimmy, what did you remember of that Meadows show? Were you worried that, you know, the grass could get torn up?
Yes.
They smoked the grass. They packed their pipes with the lawn and smoked it.
Was this after the Ozfest issue?
I think it was probably before the Ozfest issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's referring to an Ozfest show. It's probably an Ozzy show, and Ozzy did Ozfest after Ozzy did Ozzy.
A bad visual.
Whatever the hell that means. I have no idea what he just said.
Right. No, I'm wondering if this is when Metallica played, was it before or after the lawn got torn up?
I think
before. It was with Eric Cantrell and Days of the New.
Yeah, I think it was before.
Okay. All right, here comes your song lyric, Jimmy. Number
you got it.
Six.
Yep. Someone help me. Oh, please. God help me. They're trying to take it all away. I don't want to die.
Ride the Lightning.
Ride the Lightning is correct.
Nice job, dude. Nice.
Good job.
Oh, God.
Ooh-ah.
You're in the running.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Ma.
Wow.
You earned a job.
I got that last line there. I don't want to die.
Yeah.
We all do.
Lunch lady.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God. It's Nancy.
It's lunch lady Laura from Monroe.
Okay. Why'd you say Nancy?
I don't know. Sometimes
you thought it was Nancy from the island?
They have the same voice as why, yeah.
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Yeah.
All right. You a big fan?
My husband and my son are, and they're getting me into Metallica, so I would really love to get this.
Gotcha.
Okay. Jimmy, you want to read number seven?
Sure. Needlework the way, never you betray, life of death becoming clearer.
One.
Two. Three.
Three. None.
Masters of Puppets. Master of Puppets.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me talk to the husband.
He's at work.
Oh.
Who was that in the background?
Oh, the janitor.
The lunch lady and the janitor are together.
Nice. Uh-oh.
Get back to work!
You mean they're working together. They're just working together.
In cahoots, yeah.
Okay. It's hard when it's not to the music.
Yeah.
We're doing the Metallica Song Lyrics Challenge. This is fun, isn't it?
It's fun for me.
Well, I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
The callers, not so much.
Name that tune. Without the tune.
Exactly.
Jimmy, when you finally closed this deal of Metallica coming to Connecticut, how excited were you?
I was very excited. And I don't get that excited. I promoted probably 10 to 15,000 concerts. This was in my top 50 of being excited. No
nice.
Question about it.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
All right, let's take one. Jennifer. And this is not my wife, Jennifer. Jennifer, you're on. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you a Metallica fan?
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Nice touch. Absolutely. Nice touch. Yeah.
You win.
You guys are amazing. I love your show.
Thank you.
Keep flattering.
You got a limo right now.
Just bring it.
Okay, you're a Metallica fan?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Okay. Jimmy's going to read
love
you.
Them. Never had a chance to see them.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Wow. Very good.
Be your first time. Yeah, cool.
We're coming right to your backyard.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Here's song lyrics number 8.
You got it. I know you keep saying numbers. There are no numbers on here. So.
Oh, you don't have numbers?
I don't have numbers. It's all right. I'm following things still.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Nothing matters. No one else. I have lost the will to live. Simply nothing more to give. There is nothing more for me.
Nothing else matters. Oh. Dang.
Dang. Fade to black.
Yep.
Fade to black is what you're looking for.
Well, your streak's still going.
Ruth likes being on this side of it. She once played this game for Guns N' Roses. Can you play that for us, Ruth?
I sure can.
And if I tell you got it correct, you better sound excited.
Go ballistic.
Ruth and Hamden.
Hello. Hi.
You sound like a nice person. I don't want to hang up on you.
I'm so nervous right now. Okay.
All right, don't be nervous. Take a breath.
Right, you're with friends here.
You're with friends.
Breathe.
Okay, you ready? Are you a Guns N' Roses fan?
You don't even know. Yes.
So we ask. We don't know.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
We should be able to get this now.
Right.
And
I hope so. Okay. Oh, my God.
All right, good luck.
Okay.
Got a rattlesnake suitcase under my arm. I said I'm a mean machine, been drinking... What is it?
It's so easy.
No. You're wrong.
Oh, no.
It's Night Train.
Oh, God, it's Night Train. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's freaking Night Train.
Oh. You messed it up.
What'd you think of that, Jimmy?
I'm embarrassed I even played it.
Yeah, I felt that secondhand embarrassment, too.
Yeah. It's so easy.
Oh, man.
Why not? Yeah.
It's tough when you're on the spot.
It is,
and you're hearing the lyrics, not to the song.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Mike from Northport, Long Island.
Hey, good old Long Island.
Northport!
You a big Metallica fan?
Yes.
All right. Have you been to see them?
Yeah, I've seen them 3 times, laced recently at the Big Four.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Nice. There you go.
All right. All right, Jimmy's going to read you some song lyrics.
Dig for gold. Dig for fame. You dig to make your name. Are you pacified?
Sorry, what are we saying?
Out of time.
Ooh.
It was King Nothing. Guys. King Nothing.
Get something.
Better luck next time.
All right.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good try. Are you circumcised?
John from Hamden enjoys it. Hey, John.
Hey, yeah. What's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing? Metallica fan?
Good. How are you? Yes, huge.
Cool.
All right, Jimmy's going to read you some lyrics. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
I never open myself this way. Life is ours. We live it our way.
I'm going to say...
Out of time.
Oh.
Nothing else matters.
It's a lot tougher.
Yeah, it is.
No music.
It is.
Yeah. Sure.
Very hard.
See?
Simpatico with June.
It's not so easy.
Good one, Ruth.
Not so easy. Yeah. Not so easy.
Ruth says okay, yep. All right, Phil.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. You big Metallica fan?
I am. This would be my first time going if I ever get the chance.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Opportunity of a lifetime.
All right. Jimmy's going to read you a song lyric. Good luck.
Throughout his life, the same, he's battled constantly. This fight he cannot win. A tired man they can see no longer cares.
Oh, I'm just going to guess one. Jimmy, thank you for all you do for the community. Appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, that was a good last shot there.
Right, yeah. I had the heartstrings.
Right, make you feel guilty.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah. That was The Unforgiven, correct?
Yep.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have. So how many people did we get? Was it two?
Two.
Two people, that's it.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Make them cage fight for it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Jimmy, thank you so much for the tickets.
You got it, guys.
We're very excited to have Metallica come into Connecticut. It's an honor. One year we have the Foo Fighters playing a small gig for them.
Yeah.
And then Metallica playing two small gigs for them in our little tiny state.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's great. Thank you very much.